Seamus Toomey now joining us from Block Club Chicago with our extremely local news report. And good news for fans of the old Candlelight on Northwestern Avenue. Seamus?
Hey, Bob. Good morning. Yes, the Candlelight Pizza Place way up on Western at about Howard Street. They are opening a second location. It should be open later this month. They're planning to be basically in the front of the IO Theater in Lincoln Park. That they're at 1501 North Kingsbury now. And, yeah, it's great news for Candlelight. It's a great neighborhood place. They've got excellent cracker crust pizza, really a family-friendly place. This is near my house, so it's our family's favorite spot to get pizza or watch a game, get a local beer. And owner Pat Fowler said he's been looking for a new place to go. They had been doing the food service at the IO Comedy Club for the last couple years, and he was looking for a new spot, and they said, well, why don't you just set up a whole new restaurant here. So they're targeting September 23rd. They said it may take a little bit longer, but they're going to have about 70 seats inside, a patio outside, and they're going to have a replica of the giant red marquee that graces Western Avenue.
Oh, good.
And I drive by it every morning, and they change the marquee every day to celebrate birthdays and anniversaries and people's passing. So it's really just a fun neighborhood spot. Now there's going to be a second spot with its own very own marquee.
Candlelight, very good tavern style pizza. Let's talk about Little Village and that iconic arch.
That's right. One of the landmarks, it actually is a landmark now in Little Village neighborhood on the southwest side, is the giant arch that goes over 31st Street, a little bit east of Kedzie. It's been there since 1991. There was a big ceremony. The Mexican president at the time came and brought a giant clock for it. But it's been getting a little run down over the years, and it just got a huge overhaul. They redid the whole exterior of it, all new granite and stucco and limestone, new clay roof on it. It got unveiled Wednesday. There was a big ceremony with the Consul General from Mexico, and the mayor was there. And residents will be happy to know that the clock now works. nothing like a clock tower that doesn't tell time. It was always the guy that built it said people would always tell him, you did a great job, the clock doesn't work. But now it tells time, so anyone going up and down 31st Street, which is a really busy corridor, can take a little extra pride in the Bienvenidos a la Little Village sign. That's new as well, so pretty cool thing, and people can take a little bit more pride in it because it's nice and clean now.
Yeah, man, that's a good timing with all the festivities going on this weekend. More on that, and also how a plan to help migratory birds at Labau Woods is making the entire forest preserve thrive. Go to blockclubchicago.org, read all about it. Seamus, you have a good weekend.
Thanks, Bob. You too.